Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local library is trying something new. Lending seeds. Let's go in depth with Wendy Street with the Pella Public Library. So Wendy, the Pella Public Library is going to have a seed library.
We are. We're starting a seed library now. We're gathering seeds and we will begin checking them out in the spring.
You check out a seed and then they have to bring them back? Is that how it works?
We will check out packets of seeds, not individual seeds. We are going to check them out through our library circulation system just so we can keep track of who has them. The way the seed library will be self-sustaining is that when you check out seeds, you agree to return seeds at the end of the growing season. So that we can send reminders to people who check them out, we will run it through our circulation system. So you will check them out. They will sort of have a due date in that that's how the circulation system will know to send you a reminder, but you don't, you won't have any overdue fines or anything like that. It's just a reminder that you have agreed, I checked out 6 packets of seeds, I need to bring back 6 packets of seeds in the fall.
If I grow the plants, it's successful. How do I know what's in a packet? I don't have a packet like the seed companies do.
It's just an estimation. Obviously, it's going to vary based on the seeds. If it's something that's very tiny seeds like poppy seeds, you only need to return a teaspoon full. If it's, you know, beans or squash or some other larger seeds, you know, it's not going to be an exact number. And believe me, the library staff are not going to count the number of seeds that are in a packet.
Okay, and just to be clear from the onset here, there's a meeting, the day this airs, there's a meeting tonight.
Yes.
That people can come
right.
And learn more about it.
Exactly. At 7 o'clock tonight in the library, we will have a program about the seed library, how it's going to work, when it's going to start, how you can participate. And also we'll have a master gardener there to talk about what you can be doing now to prepare your garden and how to save seeds. Because obviously, if you're going to check things out from the seed library, you need to know how to harvest and save those seeds so that you can return them to the library.
And we're to the point now where a lot of the seed harvesting is going on, so this is a good time.
Exactly. That's why we're doing this right now. We do need seed donations so that we will have seeds to give away in the spring. So we are looking for gardeners who are, finishing up their gardens right now, and they're harvesting seeds from, we would like both vegetables, herbs, flowers, all of those things. We would like to have seeds donated to the library.
So not just vegetables, not
nope.
Just garden.
Nope, we're going to do flowers and herbs as well.
Now, what's the purpose of it?
Well, the idea behind the seed library is just to have a central place to store and distribute seeds for free. Gardeners have been saving and sharing seeds for thousands of years. This is just moving it into an organized area. Libraries are good at organizing things. So it's a way to promote the idea of sharing and sustainability in our community. There's a lot of interest in knowing how our food is grown. I think part of that is growing your own food. And so we think this is something that there will be interest in our community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wendy Street with the Pella Public Library. And so where are you going to store the seeds? Are you going to have a special seed librarian?
We won't have a special seed librarian, no. Everybody does everything at the Pella Public Library, but we will have a location near the circulation desk. It's kind of hard to describe things on the radio, isn't it? We haven't entirely decided if it's going to be in an old card catalog or if it'll be in file drawers or exactly how we're going to do that. But it'll be self-service, just like the books are. You'll go in and pick out the seeds that you want and bring them to the circulation desk to check out.
Now, how am I going to know what seeds you have without having to rifle through everything?
It will be a browsing collection, as we in the library world call it, so you will have to sort through. I don't think that we're going to catalog the individual seeds and try to keep an inventory. So it will be self-serve, and if you come in looking for parsley seeds and we don't have any because we've run out we've run out.
Tough luck.
Yeah. So come early.
Now you're taking seeds in preparation, mm-hmm. I presume, for spring checkout.
Right.
But if nobody brings any seeds in, there's not going to be anything to check out.
Oh, we have some already. So, I mean, we have enough to get started. I did when we first decided to do this, I contacted Seed Savers in Decorah, and they sent me a starter package. So we have seeds from them. And I have talked to both the Master Gardeners of Marion County and the Pella Garden Club, and they have donated seeds. And I have a few gardener friends that I know that are saving seeds for me. Also, the Central College Garden is saving some of their seeds. So we will have seeds. But right now we have primarily vegetable seeds.
And you'll have seeds that I bet are a little bit more diverse than what you might find some places. There might be more heirloom types, some different kinds of things like that.
Exactly. And some of them, you know, depending on who donates them, some of them will have been organically grown because that's important to some people. Many of the seeds that we got from Seed Savers are, of course, heirloom seeds. And, you know, some of them may be more local kinds of things that people have found do really well in this area. And that's a good thing to know if you're a gardener.
And it's bigger than this, too, than just growing your garden. With the kind of heirloom seeds and the different kind of rare things, we're helping maintain the genetic diversity of plants that the big companies aren't interested in preserving. It's not worth their time or money.
Exactly.
So we can be doing a good thing for the future of humanity.
Right. Not just for our own gardens and our own friends and gardening friends, but yes, for biodiversity, for sustainability. All of those are part of this idea of a seed library.
It's interesting. We're going to come to the seed library, we'll grow things, but then we'll be growing the collection, too, and not just in abundance, but in diversity.
Exactly, yeah. And hopefully it won't be too abundant that we won't be able to keep up with all the seeds that are coming in. But, yeah, that's exactly the idea. And, you know, I'm excited about a seed library being in the public library because this is a family place. We have so many families coming in, and I'm hoping that families will be excited about this and we'll check out seeds together and grow things, and that learning how to garden will be a family activity that started at the library.
Well, and while they're here checking out the seeds, they can be, you know, go check out a book and look at sit in the
comfortable
library.
Well, of course, that goes without saying, doesn't it? No, yeah. You know, we hope that this will appeal to novice gardeners all the way through the experts, because, you know, if you're a novice gardener, there's no risk involved here. You know, you're getting the seeds for free. If your garden fails and you're unable to, you know, return the same seeds that you checked out, you can donate something else. You can donate commercially purchased seeds as long as they are not hybrid seeds. Hybrid seeds aren't true to type, so you would have to look at the package. But, you know, if I check out tomato seeds and my tomatoes fail and I'm not able to harvest tomato seeds, I don't have to bring back tomato seeds. I can bring back marigold seeds if that's what did well in my garden this year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wendy Street with the Pella Public Library. Do you think that the librarians will get into this and learn more and really try to engage?
Oh, I'm sure some of them will. Everybody has varying interests. We already have several gardeners on the staff, so they will be interested and able to lend their expertise. But, you know, you don't have to be an expert to show people how to check things out.
Okay, now, how about bulbs? Any bulbs?
We are not going to do bulbs. We're just going to do seeds at this time. But it is one of my hopes that we will maintain a list of gardeners who are willing to share other things. The library is not going to handle bulbs. We don't have an appropriate place to store them, et cetera. You know, but I would like to have a list of gardeners who are willing to share and what they're willing to share. So not just bulbs, but things like, you know, hosta starts or daylilies or things like that that you don't grow from seed or from bulbs. You have to dig a chunk of it and then plant it in your yard. So it is my hope that as we grow this idea of having you know, a gardening center sort of in the library, that we will also have lists of people who, you know, if I'm looking for iris bulbs, I can check the list and see who's willing to give iris bulbs and contact them and make that exchange outside the library.
Because you got to divide them.
Yes, you do. If they do well, yep, they just keep growing.
Yeah, if you took bulbs, I could just see being inundated with bulbs.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little more complicated to store bulbs and, you know, and to deal with them. They're a little messier.
Mm-hmm. Now, my wife has some hollyhocks that came over with her grandmother from Germany 100 years ago. And she's got a bunch of them. And one year they failed. But she'd given them to friends, and so she was able to get them back from the friends whose gardens worked. Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool. So so this is a good thing. I know that there are people that are listening that are in the same situation where they have some heirloom seeds. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a way to, I don't know, ensure the safety of the seeds, the perpetuation of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to, you know, and wouldn't that be cool to be driving around and see your grandmother's hollyhocks growing all over the place?
Mm-hmm. It was fun to see them when we went to our friend's house, to see them thriving at our friend's house, but, you know, different conditions had, well, they'd thrived at our house for years, so all of a sudden one year there was a bad year. Mm-hmm. But she had some others put back, but it was wonderful to see them thrive.
Yep. What a neat story.
Well, I think that a lot of people probably have those seeds.
I think so. And probably bulbs and things like that too, yeah. That it's hard to keep track of who you've given them to sometimes, but yeah, if we could keep those going at the library, then they would always be available.
Well, some of those heirlooms, those old types, you can't buy them now. They don't even look anything like the modern ones.
Mm-mm. They don't. Or taste, in the case of vegetables, heirloom, some of the heirloom tomatoes taste so different than the ones that you buy already started and prepackaged it wherever.
So this will allow people to experiment in ways they'd probably never thought about before.
Sure, yeah.
And are there other libraries doing this?
Oh, yes. It's not my idea. I wish I could claim credit for it. But, yeah, there are seed libraries that have been around. Not so many in Iowa, but there are seed libraries that have been around in California and other places for 10, 12 years.
Isn't there some place like in northern Norway where there's, you know, a bunker underground
where
the diversity of all of our species that they can grab is being preserved for the future?
Yep. I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, I've seen a picture of it. I think it is in Norway, yeah.
But so we're doing this, we could be doing the same kind of thing.
Well, we're not going to store them in a bunker. But as I said, some of the things that we may end up having here are going to be things that thrive in this area and maybe don't necessarily thrive in other areas. So, yeah, we're keeping them going and spreading them in our Marion County area.
And we don't have to get fancy. We can just use normal varieties, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so let's say that I've got a bunch of seed. I've got some seed packets. Oh, let's say they've sat around for a couple of years. I've never got into planting them. And I could just drop them off?
You could. We'd prefer to have some that are fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, it does depend on what kind of seeds they are. Some of them last forever and others, the germination will definitely fall off the older they get. But as long as they are non-hybrid, and if they are commercial packets that have been sold, they should say on them if they're hybrid or not. Yes, we will take packets of seeds right now. Or if you're clearing out the zinnias in your garden, or you're saving seeds from squash or pumpkins or whatever it is that you're harvesting right now, we would like to have those as well.
How about wild grasses or anything like that? Is that okay?
I don't have any of those yet, but yeah, I'd be interested in giving that a try. I'd like to have some grasses myself.
Yeah, they're sort of, well, they can be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will have some milkweed seeds for people who are interested in growing milkweed for monarch butterflies. I don't know how many, but I do have some already, and we should have more in the spring.
Okay, and people can come in tonight and learn more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What time again?
7 o'clock. And then we're going to repeat this program on Monday the 26th at 4 in the afternoon. So if people are unable to come tonight at 7 o'clock, they can come on the 26th at 4.
Are you going to be checking things out from the library?
We won't be checking seeds out. We don't have seeds to check out right now, but we'll, of course, check anything else out.
So come spring, are you personally going to?
Oh, yes. I already want to hide some of the seeds that have come in because we just have a few of them and I want them. And I'm not even a big gardener, but yeah, I'm excited about trying some different things in my yard.
Thanks to Wendy Street for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.